is not Geraldine Steele, not tonight. It's Shaletta Brundage from the Shaletta Show, filling in for my friend Geraldine Steele on Steele Talking. And let me tell y'all something. My bestie fan, Sean, she is in Houston, Texas. She is listening to the show. And one of the things that I told her, and I'm like, girl, look, just put a coat on. I know it's Minnesota. I know it's cold. You're a Houstonian. You're not used to 10 degrees, minus 10 degrees, 2-3 feet of snow. Okay, that's not in your wheelhouse, but we have the most amazing concerts here in the Twin Cities. We've got top-notch musical talent, and every year we look forward, my family does, to visiting Chan Hassen Denna Theater and the Dakota, the Capri Theater, and so many other places around town, because, you know, we know we're going to get us a Ginger Commodore show, you know, and we don't want to, that's not something that you want to miss, you know, for the holidays, because, you know, for Christmas, oh, Miss Ginger's going to do the damn thing. And that's why she is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk about her upcoming show, Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul. Miss Ginger, thank you so much for being on Steele Talking.
Oh, thank you, Shaletta. I appreciate you letting me come and chime in a little bit.
Now, I was just telling a girlfriend of mine, I was like, okay, we got to plan your trip to Minnesota in December so that we can go and see this concert. Tell us where it's going to be, you know, when we can start getting tickets, you know, and all that good stuff, because I want to make sure folks know they can get their Ginger Commodore fixed this holiday season.
Well, I certainly do appreciate it. Yeah, we'll be doing the show at Chan Hassen Dinner Theater, and I'm doing two shows in one day. So we'll have a matinee, and then we'll have an evening show. So that's Wednesday, December 14th, a matinee at 1 o'clock, and an evening show at 8:15. Tickets are on sale already. They have been for a couple of weeks. So you can call in to 952-934-1525, or you can go to the Chan Hassen website, which is chanhassendt.com, and you can pick your own seat on the website. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Now, it says Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul. What can folks expect when they pick up those tickets?
Well, you know, we are doing favorites from the holiday season, so it'll be songs that you recognize and know. Yeah. However, we put some special little spins on some of the songs. Just make them a little bit more soulful. Just help your soul and your spirit to get into what we're celebrating, the season that we are celebrating. So it'll be songs like Let It Snow, but it might have a little different twist.
Yes.
And my favorite things, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Joy to the World, Merry Christmas, Baby, This Christmas. There'll be a lot of songs that people will know, and I think they will definitely enjoy our arrangements.
Oh my gosh. And you know, this is the amazing thing, is we're getting back out there, enjoying concerts. What does it mean for you to be able to perform for people who have followed you for years but missed you for 2 years because of COVID?
Well, you know, it's absolutely amazing, and it feels just right, and it feels so good. You know, during when the pandemic first started, Chan Hassen was actually one of the venues that they spent a lot of money changing airflow, directing all of these things so that people could still enjoy, and social distancing. And so I did several tribute shows out there, was able to keep some band members working that weren't able to work because their other gigs had kind of dried up because it was closed. So we are all excited to be back at Houston, and We're excited that, you know, meals are available again, because during pandemic, they weren't allowed to serve meals out there. So now right. you can have a meal, lunch before the matinee, or you can get dinner before the evening show. So but it's all exciting for us.
Yes, ma'am, because I was tired of sneaking my snacks in there. I ain't going to lie to you. I had a purse full of Ritz crackers and cheese and a little summer sausage all cut up. I was like, I ain't going to sit in here and not eat, so y'all can serve or not. I'm going to sneak me some food in my purse and come on in here.
I'm not mad at you, but you know what? I guess I got to watch out for you.
Well, we will be watching out for you at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, Miss Ginger Commodore, her upcoming show, Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul. Y'all don't want to miss this queen doing her thing. I can't wait to hear it. And, you know, this is an amazing stocking stuffer gift. You know, if you have that person in your life that you love, a teacher who needs to get out, a neighbor who needs to get away, needs a break, your favorite deacon, your favorite church usher, you know, the elder, you know, in your life that you want to bless, this is a way for them to get out and enjoy something. You know, Miss Ginger, that's the thing about me. I don't want to get you no perfume. You know, because you're going to run out of perfume. You know, I don't like buying shirts and socks and stuff like that. Okay. I like to give experiences. Yeah, I like to give experiences. So, yeah, this is a great way for you to bless somebody in your life with a stocking stuffer. Tell them you got some tickets for them to see Miss Ginger Commodore at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
And maybe afterwards we can snap a pic or something that they can take with them.
Bam. Look at us right here, girl. We making it happen, girl. Look at when two beautiful black women come together. We will work some stuff out, won't we? Okay. Oh, Chef. Well, thank you so much for being on Still Talking, Miss Ginger. We appreciate everything you do for our community and the joy you bring with your voice.
Well, thank you so much, Shaletta. And you're rocking it out there too, so we appreciate you as well.
All right. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, baby, let me tell you something. I need a drink on that. He said, it's cold, but it's too numb to feel. Baby, that songwriting right there. I see why he was a casting finalist in The Voice, a contestant in American Idol. He was in the Bob Dylan singer-songwriter grand champion during Dylan days. And he is painted in a musical mural in his hometown of Virginia, Minnesota. We are talking to the one and only, honey, Preston Gunderson, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline on Still Talking. He is with me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Preston, I felt that down in my toenails. I felt that. I felt that, baby. I felt that. I did. I did.
I love that. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are an amazing songwriter. Is it just your experience? Are you drawing from other people? How do you find your inspiration?
Well, I think for me, inspiration is kind of everywhere. And if we're willing to take a look around, I think there's a lot to see that I think sometimes in our busy lives we don't always do. But it definitely stems from experience. And with this new record, a lot of it comes from love and love lost. And so just pulling from some universal feelings, I think it ends up being really relatable to people. And I just try to write what hurts, I guess, essentially. I want to feel my music, and I want my audience to feel it too.
Yeah, well, you succeeded. Because look, let me tell you something. I just finished getting a divorce. Girlfriend of mine down in Houston, same thing. She was like, I felt that. I felt that. I said, girl, it's in my toenails. I just popped my toes. He wrong for this song. I got to get a drink. I don't know how I'm going to finish the rest of the show. Jonathan's going to have to host and produce on this one. You know, are people really relating to your storytelling through your music?
Yeah, it's been absolutely humbling to have people reaching out and just say, you know, for instance, that song, Fragile, I just played a show this last weekend and had a couple fans come out and they were sporting their T-shirts, their Fragile T-shirts, and they brought me a gift. And it was so comical because they said, you know, this is kind of a funny gift, but it means a lot because that song means so much to us. And I opened it up, and it's a leg lamp, kind of like from the movie A Christmas Story, you know, Fragile. And
right.
It was such an amazing, hilarious gift. But also, it just goes to show that, like, when music connects with people, it forms community and it brings people together, whether it's through joy or sadness, we can realize that we're not necessarily alone in any of those endeavors as human beings.
You know, Aretha Franklin said it best. We all laugh and we all cry. I don't care what color you are. At some point in your life, you are going to cry. And at some point in your life, you are going to laugh and be filled with joy. And, you know, you captured those emotions in this song. But the thing that I appreciate more than anything is that your hometown, Virginia, Minnesota, appreciate you. You know, a lot of times people, you know, get success and they begin to sing or dance or act or write movies or, you know, star in Broadway productions. And, you know, they go back home and people are like, oh, yeah, hey, that's, you know, that's Gunderson. Yeah, we know him.
Right.
You know, he was seven. Yeah. He was in seventh grade. He was picking his nose. You still eating your boogers, dude? You know. You know, it's always hardest with that hometown crowd, but you know, the folks in Virginia, Minnesota have just loved you. You are on the mural, dude. Do you feel like you made it when your hometown crowd is behind you? That's different. That hits different.
It does. And, you know, I'm extremely grateful and I'm proud to be from the Iron Range. And, you know, it's interesting growing up there, you know, not always a ton to do. So it allowed me to kind of get my hands on everything, every instrument and play a little bit of, you know, guitar and piano and all that. And I'm just really grateful that my hometown has been so supportive of me and all my endeavors. And I continue to feel that. So big props to anyone listening up there on the range. I really appreciate all that love and support. Makes a guy feel good.
Yeah. Now, what's next? What you got coming up? Where can we see you perform?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've got some wonderful shows coming up. December 17th, I'll be at The Entry at First Avenue. Unfortunately, that show's already sold out, which, I mean, is good. I'm happy about that. It's sold out. I'll be playing with my friends, The Social Animals, originally from Minnesota, now a Nashville group. Mm-hmm. And then in January 21st, I'll be at the Ice House with my full band, and we'll have the wonderful Josh Cleveland and his band joining us, opening up the night. And I'm super, super excited about that. And a little bit after that, in February, I'm having a birthday show at a new venue called The Green Room in Uptown. I'm really excited about it. And I may even just have a special surprise guest at that show. So a lot of really cool things happening. And, you know, can't do it on your own. And I owe so many people, you know, gratitude for helping me along this journey. So it's all kind of moving fast and coming together, but that's what it's all about.
Hey, you better get on that thing and ride it out. Ride it out, Gunderson. Ride it out. Now, where can people find you? You know, I'm online and folks are dinging me. Nicole Young is on the East Coast. And she's like, girl, I can't get over there to see that show, but I want to listen to this music. Where can they find you? Can they go to your website, download it? How can we support the music that you're doing?
Absolutely. You can go to www.prestongunderson.com. You can check out my merch store there. You can listen to the album there. You can order it sending it, you know, internationally. There's a vinyl pre-order because that's kind of backed up due to COVID. I think vinyl is very popular right now.
It's horrible right now. It's horrible. It's really horrible, but you know, if we pay for it, we know it's coming, but you got to pack patience when you're doing anything right now with COVID and the waiting and that kind of thing.
It's so true. Other than that, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, any of those are great ways to listen and help support those streams. And any of that support is so appreciated. Otherwise, there's also Bandcamp, which is a great outlet as well. So you can just type in Preston Gunderson, whether it be on YouTube or anywhere else, and you should be able to find me.
Well, I'm glad we found you. I'm glad you came and hung out with me. I'm sending that link to my friend Fanshawn in Houston because she heard that song listening on the Odyssey app down in Texas, just kind of enjoying the evening, winding down, supporting her friend, filling in. And she was like, girl, wait a minute now. How can I find? He said something about being cold and still numb and can't fit. Girl, that's me. I said, girl, that's me too. So I sent her the link because, you know, as a creative, I know how important it is that we support the work that you are doing because you can't continue to do that. You can't continue to go out here and make music and have shows and, you know, put your heart into it to change the world and to help people through song. I was telling somebody the other day, they talking about, well, you know, teen pregnancy rates are down. I said, that's because they ain't got no love songs. You know, you ain't got no reason to find somebody to love. Ain't no love songs right now. So, yeah, teen pregnancy rates are down. Pregnancy rates, period, are down. You know, Gladys Knight kept people's marriages together. You listen to Anita Baker, you might take your cheating husband back, you know? So,
oh, that's
you know, so,
good.
So Preston Gunderson is going to help you get your life right. So we got to go over here and get this music because I just appreciate the work you are doing, the voice you have created for yourself. God bless you and everything you're doing. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much. And yeah, just to echo a little bit of that sentiment, I mean, music is this universal language that we all speak, whether you play or you don't. And it's so much like food when you bring people together. And I just love playing in a room and bringing a sense of community and not just me playing, but having it be a back and forth kind of thing where you see the people, the audience, and you feel the energy. And there's nothing quite like it. So I'm so grateful I get to do what I do. And for the people that have supported me all along the way, it's truly remarkable.
Well, you are remarkable. I'm so excited for you. Tell your family we said, hey, Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you before then. And congratulations on all your success. Y'all don't
really
go anywhere. We've got more Still Talking and Center Stage coming up. What do they say? There's no place like home. And Billy McLaughlin from Simple Gifts is got a homecoming show at Parkway. It's his old neighborhood. The group is returning to the core of Minneapolis after a 2-year hiatus. And he is joining us now to tell us all about this big old family reunion, because that's what it's going to feel like, Billy, when you are at that Parkway, baby. Everybody's going to be there. Oh,
Shalette, you got it. It's all about people being together during the holidays, right? And
yes,
we don't get many opportunities to really slow down a little bit and understand how important it is to be together. So that's what we do with Simple Gifts. And thank you for having us on the show.
Well, I am just delighted that you are here because, you know, we were talking to Ginger Commodore about this earlier. You know, we took for granted the music scene and the talent that we have here in the Twin Cities. And, you know, we're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about going out for Christmas this year. I'll catch the concerts next year. Well, guess what? We didn't get to do that because COVID happened. And so now, yeah. Billy, I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss nothing. I got FOMO big time, the fear of missing out. I'm going to every concert. I'm getting out to see everything because we don't know what's coming up around the corner. Right. And we got to take advantage of these opportunities, right. Billy.
And the Parkway Theater is a new rejuvenated theater for music and arts and movies. And what the Parkway is doing just down the block, really on Chicago, right? It's 48 Chicago. So we all know what that street's all about, right? You know, and the theater is alive and it's welcoming people into both the holiday times and everything that goes beyond. And we'll be back there, I'm sure, you know, after the holidays doing other music. But right. for now, it's really important to share what we think is, like, it's not Las Vegas kind of Christmas. It's not like Santa Claus and all that Jack Frost and all that stuff. We're trying to share a message that connects with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. That is about this redemption, second chance. The idea that there was this little child that comes here and can change the world. You know, so that's what we're doing. And the Parkway is such a great venue for everyone in South Minneapolis and beyond. And we have other shows, too, but we're super excited to have a homecoming, which involves one of our band members coming back to the band. And she grew up, Karen Bogley is part of the band this year and grew up in that neighborhood. So it's just wonderful to share what we have with the people that we have. And Shaletta, I was just going to say I'm a huge fan of yours because I listen to you and chat. Adam, every Friday, it's so wonderful for you to let me be on for a couple minutes. Together.
Well, it is so wonderful to tell folks about this show at the Parkway, and I need you to let folks know how they can get tickets.
Well, it's all about the parkwaytheater.org or .com or what I, you know, I'm sorry. I don't.
It's all right. I got your back. Got your back. Hold on.
It's the parkwaytheater.com, I think, is where people can go if they want to experience Christmas that's not Santa Claus and all that. We're more the traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Celtic. There's some Celtic stuff, which is really cool.
Oh, I love that.
We have some. Laura McKenzie plays bagpipes, and it's a wonderful show for all ages, too.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah, you know it's for everybody. It's not just one group of people. We're playing a show that highlights and celebrates the idea that Christmas is a real thing. You know, it's not just some kind of like a, you know, commercial. It's not just commercial.
Yeah.
Right. sorry. It took me a minute to get that out.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. We commercialized it so much that it's just like, right. You know, we got a little routine. We go order the gifts, put them under the tree, put the tree up, watch the kids, take pictures, post them on Facebook, clean up, and then we go on about our business. And we really forget the whole purpose and what Christmas is all about, and that, you know, what happened? What happened that day?
What you're such a great mom. Your kids are very important to you, mm-hmm. and my kids and my grandkids are very mm-hmm. important to me. What do we give them during this time of? It's a celebration, but let's be clear what we're. You know, communicating, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's an idea of everyone has a redemption and a second chance.
Yes.
And this is, but the.
What did they say? There's no place like home. And Billy McLaughlin from Simple Gifts is got a homecoming show at Parkway. It's his old neighborhood. The group is returning to the core of Minneapolis after a 2-year hiatus. And he is joining us now to tell us all about this big old family reunion, because that's what it's going to feel like, Billy, when you are at that Parkway, baby. Everybody's going to be there. Oh,
Shaletta, you got it. It's all about people being together during the holidays, right? And
yes.
we don't get many opportunities to really slow down a little bit and understand how important it is to be together. So mm-hmm. that's what we do with Simple Gifts. And thank you for having us on the show.
Well, I am just delighted that you are here because, you know, we were talking to Ginger Commodore about this earlier. You know, we took for granted the music
yeah.
scene and the talent that we mm-hmm. have here in the Twin Cities. And, you know, we're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about going out for Christmas this year. I'll catch the concerts next year. Well, guess what? We didn't get to do that because COVID happened. And so now, yeah. Billy, I don't know about you,
right.
but I don't want to miss nothing. I got FOMO big time, the fear of missing out. I'm going to every concert. I'm getting out to see everything because we don't know what's coming up around the corner.
Right.
And right. we got to take advantage of these opportunities,
right.
Billy.
And the Parkway Theater is a new rejuvenated theater for music and arts and movies. And what the Parkway is doing just down the block, really on Chicago, right? It's
mm-hmm.
48 Chicago. So we all know what that street's all about, right? You know, and the theater is alive and it's welcoming people into both the holiday times and everything that goes beyond. And we'll be back there, I'm sure, you know, after the holidays doing other music. But
right.
for now, it's really important to share what we think is like, it's not Las Vegas kind of Christmas. It's not
mm-hmm.
like Santa Claus and all that Jack Frost and all that stuff. We're trying to share a message that connects with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. That
yeah.
is about this redemption, second chance. The idea that there was this little child that comes here and can change the world. You know,
yes.
so that's what we're doing. And the Parkway is such a great venue for everyone in South Minneapolis and beyond. And we have other shows, too, but we're super excited to have a homecoming, which involves one of our band members coming back to the band. And she grew up, Karen Bogley is part of the band, this year and grew up in that neighborhood. So it's just wonderful to share what we have with the people that we have. And Shaletta,
I'm sorry, go ahead, Bailey.
Well, I was just going to say I'm a huge fan of yours because I listen to you and chat, Adam, every Friday. It's so wonderful for you to let me be on for a couple minutes. Yeah.
Well, it is so wonderful to tell folks about this show at the Parkway, and I need you to let folks know how they can get tickets.
Well, it's all about the parkwaytheater.org or .com or what. I got your back.
Hold on. It's
the parkwaytheater.com, I think, is where people can go if they want to experience Christmas that's not Santa Claus and all that. We're more the traditional, and there's Celtic. There's some Celtic stuff, which is really cool.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. We have some. Laura McKenzie plays bagpipes, and it's a wonderful show for all ages too.
Yes.
It's for everybody. It's not just one group of people. We're playing a show that highlights and celebrates the idea that Christmas is a real thing. You know, it's not just commercial. It's not just commercial.
No. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, it took me a minute to get that out.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. We commercialized it so much that it's just like, you know, we got a little routine. We go order the gifts, put them under the tree, put the tree up, watch the kids, take pictures, post them on Facebook, clean up, and then we go on about our business. And we really forget the whole purpose and what Christmas is all about, and that, you know, what happened. What happened that day?
You're such a great mom. Your kids are very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids and my grandkids are very important to me. What do we give them during this time of, it's a celebration, but let's be clear what we're, you know, communicating, you know, it's an idea of everyone has a redemption and a second chance.
Yes.
And this is what the Christ child brought. And you don't have to be, you know, my lighting director is Jewish and my bass player is from Mexico and my, you know, like, it's all about everyone understanding the message, which is not not divisive. It doesn't divide us.
It brings us together.
Shaletta. Yeah.
I love it. Well, y'all got to get over there to the parkwaytheater.com. That's where you can get your tickets. That's where you can get more information. That's where you get to see Billy McLaughlin from Simple Gifts with this amazing show, The Homecoming Baby at Parkway Theater. Thank you for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Merry Christmas, and we will be right back. And the Gophers are going to be taking center stage, Jonathan. The University of Minnesota Golden Gophers are bowl bound in New York City. The Gophers announced they've accepted an invitation to the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. That's going to be at Yankee Stadium on Thursday, December 29th. The Gophers will face the Syracuse Orange from the ACC. And they talked to head coach P.J. Fleck. He said, "We are excited to face Syracuse in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. There is no place in the world like New York City, and I am looking forward to our team experiencing the culture and history. I'm also excited for our team to compete against the Orange in Yankees Stadium." This is so exciting. You got your calendar marked December 29th, Jonathan?
Yes, because every living person on the planet wants to be in New York City on December 29th. Not New Year's Eve, not Christmas Day, but right in between. Almost dead in between.
Dead in between.
Yeah.
So oh, my gosh. It's going to be bananas.
It's exciting that the Gophers are going bowling.
Right.
Probably not the location that people wanted. You know, you got games in Tampa and
I was gonna say,
Orlando.
In Florida, in Arizona. In
Houston.
Texas,
and
warm.
Phoenix.
Yes.
Tucson.
Yes.
Miami. A whole bunch of places.
Yes.
I guess at least it's not Detroit.
I was going to say, come on now. It could be worse. Could be worse.
Yeah. Well, and again, the fact that the Gophers ended up getting in this position, they did get 7 wins. It could have been better. They could have had a better positioning, but they had a couple losses that they wish they could have back. They wish they could have beaten Iowa. They wish they could have beaten mm-hmm. Purdue, maybe gotten into that Big Ten championship game last night. But you are what your record says you are, and that record says that you are bound for New York City in the Pinstripe Bowl. So that's where they're going. They may have probably might have wanted to go to where Wisconsin's going, because Wisconsin is going to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix.
Yes.
So Wisconsin gets to go to the warm climate.
Yes.
And the Gophers, you get to see New York City, which
get to play in Yankee Stadium. I mean, you know, that's a magical place. And, you know, how often can you say I played football in Yankee Stadium?
That's true.
So
there are a lot of,
you know,
there are not a lot of people that get the opportunity to say that. And so having that chance will be a unique experience.
It will. And, you know, for these kids and their families, that's so exciting. You know, as a parent, you go to all those Pop Warner games and the practice. And the trainings and all the money you spent on uniforms and all the nacho dinners you sold and, you know, being out there in that cold, especially
nacho
parents.
Dinners.
The nacho dinners that you got to sell as parents so you can buy the stuff for the banquets and stuff like that. You know, they sell the nacho dinners and the hot dogs.
I know about chocolate bars and gift cards and cookies I've never heard of anybody selling nacho dinners.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Maybe the folks need to call, but I know down in Texas when those parents have to put those banquets together or they want to go on the road and do something special for the kids or, you know, they're trying to raise money for kids who want to play and don't have money for uniforms and fees and that kind of thing. They have barbecues and they sell dinners and they take the money and put it back into the team. They sell nachos and, you know, it's like they got a food truck almost. This was before food trucks were popular. Every week in there, the parents are out there cooking. They're selling the jambalaya, the gumbo. You come and you buy and, you know, you support the team before and after the games. And, you know, they've even set up on the side of the road just selling, you know, merch and that kind of thing. You know, and these parents have made sacrifices for, you know, 10, 15 years, some even longer. And to be able to go to Yankee Stadium and say, my baby played at Yankee Stadium. Oh, my God. My chest would be just on swole if that was my boy. I know.
So I will say this. I understand what you're saying, and I can understand people, you know, going to, you know, selling a cookout dinner or something like that, you know, selling ribs or something. Mm-hmm. I just never heard of anybody selling nachos. And number two, don't forget, you're in Minnesota now. Texas is a whole nother ballgame. When you just bring in that ain't fair. That ain't fair to bring in Texas high school and college football into Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa and the Dakotas. That ain't fair. That is like basically asking for a Yugo and you get an Escalade. It ain't fair.
Oh, shucks. I'm telling you, it's for real. Friday Night Lights, baby. You know, and boy, I just tell you, this is just something to look forward to. I could see parents caravanning and, you know, the buses and, you know, getting up to New York. But, Jonathan, this is the thing, though, that scares me about this date. Like you said, it's not Christmas, but it's not New Year's. But it's close enough to jam up when it comes to hotels. You know, in New York City, you start talking about New Year's Eve, they start raising rates for hotels, and it's already busy all the time anyway. Do you think that's going to be a factor in, you know, families and fans finding somewhere to stay? Because I don't want Nadine to go up there and have to sleep under a bridge until the game because she can't find a hotel.
I don't know if it's going to factor a whole lot just because I think you're going to have raised rates for people that are going to be coming into town for New Year's. And right. So I think that's not going to be as big of a factor as you might have in some of these other bowl cities. But again, it is New York and it's going to be pricey in the first place.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to go out on like Long Island or into Westchester County or some, you know, go into the suburbs, go into northern Jersey, that might affect it there. I think if you're thinking of going somewhere in the boroughs, I don't think it's going to affect it too much just because, again, this is, even though it's not going to be New Year's Eve, it's a couple nights before. You're going to have people that are already streaming into town so that they can experience New Year's in New York City.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Do you think it will impact the availability?
Again, with New York being the size that it is and the number of hotels and everything around it, not necessarily.
Should be okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember how many renditions of this bowl there have been, how many times they've played it. It's over 10, I want to say. They wouldn't put anything there if they didn't think the city could handle it. So I think that'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Because I was worried about whether they had the folks there infrastructure-wise to handle us coming up there to enjoy it, our press folks, you know, family, fans, students who want to be there to support the Gophers in this bowl appearance. With it being so close to New Year's and right after Christmas, maybe it's just right there, Jonathan, at just the right time where everybody clears out for Christmas, but right before everybody comes for New Year's Eve. Maybe we're just at the right date, in that period, in that window to miss a whole bunch of the holiday action. Maybe.
Your optimism is striking.
Once again, your dry sense of humor made me spit on myself. I'm not sure how that keeps happening. I'll have to check that out. Maybe it's time for me to do some warm gargling because, you know, I'm at that age where things happen and I don't really have control over my body sometimes. But hey, I got control over this next album because we got more to come here on Still Talking. Y'all stick around. And the Gophers are going to be taking center stage, Jonathan. The University of Minnesota Golden Gophers are bowl bound in New York City. The Gophers announced they've accepted an invitation to the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. That's going to be at Yankee Stadium on Thursday, December 29th. The Gophers will face the Syracuse Orange from the ACC. And they talked to head coach PJ Fleck. He said, "We are excited to face Syracuse in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. There is no place in the world like New York City, and I am looking forward to our team experiencing the culture and history. I'm also excited for our team to compete against the Orange in Yankees Stadium." This is so exciting. You got your calendar marked December 29th, Jonathan.
Yes, because every living person on the planet wants to be in New York City on December 29th. Not New Year's Eve, not Christmas Day, but right in between. Almost dead in between.
Dead in between.
Yeah. So
it's going to be bananas.
It's exciting that the Gophers are going bowling.
Right.
Probably not the location that people wanted. You know, you got games in Tampa and
Orlando, Arizona,
Houston,
and
Phoenix, Tucson, Miami, a whole bunch of places.
Yes.
I guess at least it's not Detroit.
I was going to say, come on now. It could be worse. Could be worse.
Yeah. Well, and again, the fact that the Gophers ended up getting in this position, they did get 7 wins. It could have been better. They could have had a better positioning, but they had a couple losses that they wish they could have back. They wish they could have beaten Iowa. They wish they could have beaten Purdue, maybe gotten into that Big Ten championship game last night. But you are what your record says you are, and that record says that you are bound for New York City in the Pinstripe Bowl. So that's where they're going. They may have probably might have wanted to go to where Wisconsin's going, because Wisconsin is going to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix.
Yes.
So Wisconsin gets to go to the warm climate.
Yes.
And the Gophers, you get to see New York City, which
get to play in Yankee Stadium. I mean, you know, that's a magical place. And, you know, how often can you say I played football in Yankee Stadium?
That's true.
So
there are a lot of,
you know,
there are not a lot of people that get the opportunity to say that. And so having that chance will be a unique experience.
It will. And, you know, for these kids and their families, that's so exciting. You know, as a parent, you go to all those Pop Warner games and the practice and the trainings and all the money you spent on uniforms and all the nacho dinners you sold, and, you know, being out there in that cold, especially
nacho
parents.
Dinners.
The nacho dinners that you got to sell as parents so you can buy the stuff for the banquets and stuff like that. You know, they sell the nacho dinners and the hot dogs.
I know about, like, chocolate bars and gift cards and cookies
that.
I've never heard of anybody selling nacho dinners.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Maybe the folks need to call, but I know down in Texas, when those parents have to put those banquets together, or they want to go on the road and do something special for the kids, or, you know, they're trying to raise money for kids who want to play and don't have money for uniforms and fees and that kind of thing, they have barbecues and they sell dinners and they take the money and put it back into the team. They sell nachos and, you know, it's like they got a food truck almost. This was before food trucks were popular. Every week, and there the parents are out there cooking. They're selling the jambalaya, the gumbo. You come and you buy, and, you know, you support the team before and after the games. And, you know, they've even set up on the side of the road just selling, you know, merch and that kind of thing. You know, and these parents have made sacrifices for, you know, 10, 15 years, some even longer. And to be able to go to Yankee Stadium and say, my baby played at Yankee Stadium. Oh, my God. My chest would be just on swole if that was my boy. I know.
So I will say this. I understand what you're saying. And I could understand people, you know, going to, you know, selling a cookout dinner or something like that, you know, selling ribs or something. Mm-hmm. I just never heard of anybody selling nachos. And number two, don't forget, you're in Minnesota now. Texas is a whole nother ballgame. When you bring in that ain't fair. That ain't fair to bring in Texas high school and college football into Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa and the Dakotas. That ain't fair. That is like basically asking for a Yugo and you get an Escalade. It ain't fair.
Oh, shucks. I'm telling you, it's for real. Friday Night Lights, baby. You know, and boy, I just tell you, this is just something to look forward to. I could see parents caravanning and, you know, the buses and, you know, getting up to New York. But, Jonathan, this is the thing, though, that scares me about this date. Like you said, it's not Christmas. but it's not New Year's. But it's close enough to jam up when it comes to hotels. You know, in New York City, you start talking about New Year's Eve, they start raising rates for hotels, and it's already busy all the time anyway. Do you think that's going to be a factor in, you know, families and fans finding somewhere to stay? Because I don't want Nadine to go up there and have to sleep under a bridge until the game because she can't find a hotel.
I don't know if it's going to factor a whole lot, just because you're going to. I think you're going to have raised rates for people that are going to be coming into town for New Year's, and
right.
So I think that's not going to be as big of a factor as you might have in some of these other bowl cities. But again, it is New York, and it's going to be pricey in the first place.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
so I think.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to go out on like Long Island or into Westchester County or some, you know, go into the suburbs, go into northern Jersey, that might affect it there. I think if you're thinking of going somewhere in the boroughs, I don't think it's going to affect it too much just because, again, this is, even though it's not going to be New Year's Eve, it's a couple nights before. You're going to have people that are already streaming into town so that they can experience New Year's in New York City.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Do you think it will impact the availability?
Again, with New York being the size that it is and the number of hotels and everything around it, not necessarily.
Should be okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember how many renditions of this bowl there have been, how many times they've played it. It's over 10, I want to say. They wouldn't put anything there if they didn't think the city could handle it. So I think that'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Because I was worried about whether they had the folks there infrastructure-wise to handle us coming up there to enjoy it, our press folks, you know, family, fans, students who want to be there to support the Gophers in this bowl appearance. With it being so close to New Year's and right after Christmas, maybe it's just right there, Jonathan, at just the right time where everybody clears out for Christmas, but right before everybody comes for New Year's Eve. Maybe we're just at the right date, in that period, in that window to miss a whole bunch of the holiday action. Maybe.
Your optimism is striking.
Once again, your dry sense of humor made me spit on myself. I'm not sure how that keeps happening. I'll have to check that out. Maybe it's time for me to do some warm gargling because, you know, I'm at that age where things happen and I don't really have control over my body sometimes. But hey, I got control over this next hour because we got more to come here on Still Talking. Y'all stick around.